Yeah. You know, yeah, that's the way it's supposed to work. I thought, started with, up front with our offensive line. They did an outstanding job opening up lanes. I thought Rashad ran hard. We didn't get stuck in many third and longs. We didn't have many third downs at all, it felt like. And, receivers, we got the ball out quick. Receivers made catches. They had good run after catch. And it was efficient. We mixed up. We went some no huddle. We went some standard offense and huddled up. And I thought we had a good combination, good mix. And guys were well prepared. And we played well. We still gotta fix some things. I thought the first couple, the second and third possession were about as good as we could do. But except we just didn't finish. Had the fumble. Had the missed field goal. So. I think we're close, but we're gonna keep working, keep getting better. But that was definitely, I thought last week we made some steps to get better. This week was even stronger.
You had 230 yards off, just about to score yet at that point. Did you have to say anything to the guys to sort of keep everybody on track and keep their heads up, even though because the points weren't coming in?
Right, and we just said we just got to finish. That's all it was. Just say, hey, just keep doing. They haven't stopped us. They're getting tired. Let's just keep going. Let's get some points. I knew we wanted to get a lead. That's something we've been talking about, as a team. I knew offensively we had to get, score some points, get a lead, put a little pressure on the opposing teams to see if we can, get them to make some mistakes. And so sure enough, that's what happened. Got a lead, put a little pressure. Defense starts making plays, getting interceptions. We scored more, and that's the way it's supposed to go.
Do you say anything to Larry Donnell? He's had a good start of the year. He had the unfortunate fumble. Then he came back and makes the nice catch out there. Did any conversation given how young he is?
No, didn't say anything. Just on the sideline, just gave him a little, little slap on the shoulders and say, hey, let's go. Put it behind you. But Larry's good. He's worked hard and made a great catch for us today and a couple big plays. So we'll keep using him. And he's got a good head on his shoulders and he bounced back, made some nice plays for us. Yeah, it's good to get that first win. We didn't want to go through that again, and obviously losing your first two is no fun. But we definitely I thought we had a good week of practice. Guys are focused. I think the coaches, everybody, didn't get too uptight. Being 0-2, we knew it was a big game for us. We wanted to come out and win, but with coach just keeping his cool, bringing a little excitement to practice with the music and the punt off and those things, I think helps the players just relax and then finally say, hey, let's go, we know what to do, let's go play football. It's Sunday, let's just go play football. Don't worry about being perfect or doing everything exact. Just play the game you love and go play fast.
Speaking of the music, did you have any music that was in the selection?
I think we just stole it all off Coach Coughlin's iPad and just put it right on there. So it seemed like all his music that he early 90s rap that he's big into.
Eli, how encouraging was that to play the offensive line today, playing against J.J. Watt, the best offensive lineman in the game?
Yeah, offensive line was they were really dominant today, and that was good to see. I think the tempo helps and being able to get the ball snapped and get into good-looking plays. It helps with the run game, helps with the pass protection, getting the ball out quick. So I thought we had a good plan, they did a good job. I think we had the one sack early on the first series, but besides that, really, I was held up and we were running and getting 5, 6, 7 yards a pop, a couple 10-yard runs, and that's when the line's dominating and they can tell they were feeling it, they were excited when we're running the ball and. They just want to keep running, like all offensive linemen. Just keep running, keep pounding. At one point, we ran the same play 3 times in a row, and just they were rolling. They liked it.
Eli, last year it was a question with the backs picking up some of the blitzes. This year it was early on in the Detroit game with some. How would you assess the way the backs are helping in the blitz pickup for you right now?
Yeah, I think they did it. They did a good job. Had a couple blitz pickups. Had a third and long and hit Preston Parker on the right sideline and came to the blitz and I can't remember if it was Rashad or Andre, but they stepped up and picked up a blitz. Had a couple other times where they're in there and chipping on, we knew we had to chip on Watts and give a little extra time, so they were doing that. So I thought they were well, they're keyed in on everything, did a good job.
Smoother and faster, and everything's being processed at a quicker pace.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, it's good. We get up to the line of scrimmage faster, so if the team is, you know, has certain looks or has certain tendencies, we can kind of see those things, get into better plays. Not always, you know, we kind of talk about not always trying to get to the best play, but just, you know, get into a better play. So I think we're doing that. I think it helps the offensive line get up there, analyze things, and with protection. So, you know, I think we do a good job, you know, finding completions. And, you know, that's you know, something we talk about a lot, kind of where are completions, what routes are our completions, and then third downs, obviously you try to get first downs and in green zone, get your shots and get your touchdowns. So I think, you know, guys are understanding the timing of the offense, how quick things are going. And, you know, sometimes you got to hold it and take your shots down the field. But other times, you know, if you can get the ball out quick and hit guys in stride, throw the ball accurately, hit guys in stride, like, you know, hit Victor on a little slant and he goes, you know, 60 yards and gives us a big play. So those are good things.
Do you feel, though, for you that it's coming out quicker, like between now and maybe preseason or late in the preseason?
Yeah, I think just, you know, more reps at the plays, just getting a feel for the timing of, you know, just getting to see live, you know, live coverages for some of these plays and getting a feel for where the ball is going to go, throwing it on time, kind of seeing it before it happens. So I think, you know, the more reps we can get, and, you know, the better off we'll continue to be.
Even though it is early in the season, was there at all a sense of backs to the wall motion coming into this game?
You know, I think yeah, I mean, we knew it was a big win, but I think, you know, the most important thing you can do in that situation is to not let it feel that way, if that makes sense. You know, you know it's a big win, but if you start, you know, pressing or stressing or telling everybody we got to win this game, you know, people get tense, they get stressed, they, you know, worry too much. So you just got to that's why I think it was good that we kind of had a little you know, lighter mood practices, you know, just try to do something to keep guys loose, you know, knowing, hey, it's an important game. Every game's important, but, you know, we're going to prepare hard, we're going to practice hard, and then on Sunday, let's just go have fun, make some plays, and try to find a way to win the game.
Eli, the safety number 13 scoring this point from safety to linebacker over the line. Did you see that? How did it affect some of the play calls?
Yeah, he's a good player, and, you know, they like to bring him in and their dime package when we're in three receivers, a tight end, one back, and have him in the box, and so they like to have him you know, man to man on the tight end and you know, blitz him from different areas. So he's a good player, but I thought we did a good job accounting for him. You know, they'll walk him around and move him around to disguise some of their coverages, but he's a good player, but we didn't allow him to make any big plays.